life forms detected.
Jokes, stories, and commentary heard on Scott and Val Save the Universe are not necessarily the opinions of this station, its sponsors, the network, or our broadcast partners.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. Scott and Val, here to save the universe. It's not a bad joke or even a curse.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbours, not since Donnie and Marie Osmond has America seen a brother and sister weekly entertainment extravaganza like you are about to see and hear. Decades of sibling rivalry in the making, a mother disappointed by both of them, plus some really bad DNA have come together to bring you Scott and Val Save the Universe. Val is looking absolutely radiant, which is impressive, considering she's standing next to her brother, Scott, a man who looks like he lost a fight with a mirror, and the mirror apologized.
Scott and Val Save the Universe.
It's you!
It's me! Oh, man. I'm having difficulties this morning, but let's get on with the show.
All right.
Good morning. Welcome to the Scott and Val Save the Universe show, the show you should watch. I'm Val.
And I'm Scott. And on the show today, we've got our friends along with us. In fact, the whole crew's back today. We had a couple on vacation last week, but they were kind enough to send in some stuff. But live joining us today, we'll have Ken Owens of Panic Time, Whacked Out Weather with the one and only Alan Milani. We're going to cover the Oscars. But you never know what you're going to get because it's Joel Zinsky.
It could be the Oscars on Mars.
Also, we got a weekend sports update with Nigel, our sports casting AI, odd news, and a newest skit that we started. Future news, just a minute away. Val, I wrote another one.
Oh, good, good, because yeah. I kind of made it sound when I posted it to YouTube like this was going to be an ongoing skit, so I'm glad you got that all going.
So the problem with doing future news is you have to make it all up. So you've literally got to write each story broadcast style from scratch, and I did it last week. I didn't think I could do it again, but then something came to my mind about Kim Kardashian's butt, and boom, future news story. So, stick around for that.
Can we do an episode of Future News where it's like everything, how everything is going to look when we have a different president?
Yes, yes, we could. That'd be so fun.
That would be really fun.
Let's all have a moment of silence to dream about a new president. Didn't it feel good? One that doesn't lie.
We realize we're in a nightmare.
If you haven't noticed he lies, you haven't fact-checked. All right. What's new with Val?
Oh, you know, I tried to go St. Patty's Day today. I realized that, you know, that it was the 17th of March. And so I scrambled this morning to find everything that I needed to do, like my outfit. And then Scott's like, I was like, why am I disappearing? And he's like, because you're green.
Yeah, you can't wear green on when you have fake backgrounds and stuff. So
exactly. So if part of me disappears, it's because I wanted to be like completely St. Patty's today. I mean, I've got all my fun stuff and you won't be able to see it either because it's
going to
disappear.
Oh, I can see half of it.
Yeah, so
it'll be like a typical St. Patty's. By afternoon, Val's disappeared.
Exactly.
He's under the table.
You will no longer see me. But anyway, so yeah, I didn't celebrate St. Patty's Day in any way over the weekend, so I figured I had to throw something on today.
All right. Well, I've got a big new thing, don't I?
You do.
Yes.
Well, a little new big thing.
A little new big thing. Marcella, I am a first-time grandpa, so I made myself a sound effect for grandpas.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, what's eating Grandpa?
Yeah, you better step off, Grandpa.
Hey, whose grandpappy is he anyway?
Yeah, Marcella's. All right. So a big welcome to the universe to Marcella.
Yay. So they talked yet about, you know, what your name's going to be, if you're going to be a grandpa or papa or
I don't know.
Like
I think
that,
you, I think you live it up to the mispronunciation of the child, don't you?
She starts calling you Scooter.
Oh, you said that out loud.
Shut up, Wesley.
All right. Scott and Val, episode 10. Our first 9 shows have been downloaded. And this isn't off the regular net. They have been downloaded over 500 times off the public radio clearinghouse.
Oh, my gosh.
That is over 100 downloads per show. So you could be driving around the country and just skip the dial, and then all of a sudden, there we are in a syndicated show. How awesome is
that? Wouldn't that be fun? And it's too bad we don't know who is downloading it, or you know where we could check to see if they're actually, you know, playing it on the station, or whether they just wanted to see.
It'll come through osmosis because people will start visiting the Facebook page and the website. In fact, if you're listening, we want to know where and how.
Yes, please.
Yeah. All right. Audio versions of this show, because it does air on radio too, is now on all podcast platforms. If you have a podcast platform and we're not on it, let me know, because I think I've covered them all, including Alexa via Amazon Music. So you can literally walk up to your Alexa and say, I'm going to whisper it so Alexa doesn't hear it, and say, Alexa, play Scott and Val on Amazon Music. And boom, you'll get our latest podcast. How
nice.
Cool is that?
I whisper a lot around Alexa because
you don't want her to hear.
You know, I don't want to end up on some database.
I changed mine. I think I've said this before. I changed mine to computer, so it's like Star Trek. I say computer, and then she answers me. But the problem is, anytime anybody on the TV says computer, she usually says, "I'm sorry, I didn't understand that." All right. Where else can you get us?
Talking to you.
Yeah. Live videos on Facebook, YouTube, and KCHW's Twitch channel. You also can get replays on all those parts or places, I should say. And now I'm going to shut up and let Val bring you this morning's first joke.
Okay. The first one this morning. Why don't men cook at home, Scott?
That is so easy, Val, because no one's invented a steak that fits in a toaster.
That's exactly right.
Why'd my toaster catch fire? All right, Val, group of scientists calculated that the world's spiders eat more meat than the world's humans.
Oh, and yet they stay so slim.
Yes, they do.
A study found that having children will result in you living longer.
And my kids should listen up, or maybe it will just seem that way.
That's right.
You got a baby. You know what amazed me about this baby, though? Usually they come out all purple and like foggy-eyed looking, and that takes a while to cure up. I mean, from 10 minutes after she was born, this baby, even though she's only like 5 pounds and a few ounces, rip-raring to go.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. It looks like she's already been out a month. Her eyes are bright and wide. She's looking at everything. Oh, man. You saw some of the pictures. Very cute.
Yes, and you know what? You will learn soon that your grandchild is the cutest, the smartest,
oh, yeah,
the most advanced for their age.
She'll have to battle for that with the cat, though.
Yeah, well, that's true.
All right. Tweet of the week so far, Val.
Good morning to everyone except my partner who, at 2 a.m., mid-dream, sat bolt upright in bed and terrifyingly shouted into the dark, "Will there be a buffet?"
What was he dreaming about?
It was very important that there was a buffet, though.
As it was, one of my favorite old jokes is that, hey, Jimmy Buffett's daughter is playing at the Red Lion restaurant on Sunday. Yeah, I saw it online. It said Sunday buffet, 10 to noon.
You were there.
Yes. Oh, if that joke wasn't bad enough, how about a wee bit of the Irish as we bring you our annual St. Patrick's Day jokes? Yes. And if you don't think they're funny, just pinch yourself.
That's That's right. What's Irish and stays out all night?
I don't know, Val. Tell me.
Patio furniture.
You got to pronounce that the Irish way.
Patio. I can't.
Okay.
Whenever I'm required to do an accent,
I'm the same way.
It immediately, yeah, immediately goes away.
Mine always comes out like Dracula if I have to do it on the spot. If I practice it, I can do it, but it'd be like patio furniture. But it's patio. All right. Okay. Did you hear, did you know why the Irishman brought a ladder to the bar?
Why did the Irishman bring a ladder to the bar?
He heard the drinks were on the house.
And I'm not sure what accent that was.
I don't know either. I'll keep trying until I get it right. There's no Irish in Scott. It's all German. It is.
No, there is Irish in this, but it's evidently
it's,
you know, deep down.
Yeah.
What do you call an Irishman who bounces off the walls?
That's my buddy Ricochet. That's a good one. I really like that one.
That is.
What did the Irish ghost drink on St. Patrick's Day, Val?
Booze.
And what do you call a fake stone in Ireland?
That would, yep, can't do it yet. That would be the shamrock.
That'd be the shamrock.
The shamrock.
The shamrock.
You know, we think from eating Lucky Charms in, you know, when we were young and listening to the commercials all the time, it would just pop in my head, and it doesn't.
They were not magically delicious.
See, look at the Irish.
No, the marshmallows, delicious. The rest of it, like they just took all the cardboard out of a Cheerio and put it into that one.
Right. Yeah. So you just wanted to like pick out all the marshmallows and just eat those.
Yeah. All right. What do we got next here? What's an Irish exit?
That would be leaving the party quietly right after loudly announcing you're staying forever.
Yeah, people do that. All right. I'm going to give Val here. I'm looking at the meter scene. She's a little quiet. I'll give her a little more volume. Let's see. Why can't you borrow money from a leprechaun, Val?
They're always a little short.
And say it.
They're always a little short.
Like?
I got it that time.
Like?
Like Scott.
Thank you.
Shut up, Wesley.
Just waiting for it. All right. What do you got next, Val?
How can you tell an Irishman is having a good time?
Oh, he's doubling over.
Oh, yes. What's an Irish 7-course meal, Scott?
That'd be a 6-pack and a bag of chips.
Still sounding pirate-ish.
I know. Well, the Irish were pirates, too.
Oh, there you got it pretty good.
Thank you.
You want me to do the last one here?
Sure.
Why should you never iron a 4-leaf clover?
Because you should never, ever press your luck.
Finally, by the end, it was pretty Irish.
Yeah, it's hard. All right, I have a gross Irish limerick, but we have to do it together. Okay, I'm going to start. All right?
I'm ready.
All right. There was a young lady of Cork.
Whose pa made a fortune in pork.
He bought for his daughter.
A tutor who taught her.
To balance green peas on her fork. See, I said it was gross because it was bad.
I thought it was because you hate peas.
Well, that too. It's kind of a double bad thing. All right. This one. Well, I got to do a time check here. We're doing okay. This one's so much fun. Add Gary, ruin a movie. And Val, your question?
Who's Gary, Scott?
Who's Gary? Well, who is Gary? And it looks like I deleted Gary. So
Poor Gary.
I might be able to. I made a sound effect just for Gary.
Okay.
Because I knew this was going to happen, right? So I wanted to explain to Val who Gary was. Okay, we're going to play this straight. So just give me a second. It's going to open and play. Here it comes.
Okay.
Maybe. Do, 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 do. It wasn't in the cue box, so we're waiting for it to open. Please stand by, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like it's a big...
Well worth it.
He is not good. He is terrible.
He is the worst. There is not any man like him anywhere in the world.
Hey,
Hey, listen up, everybody. I'm Gary Granger.
What are you waiting for? Kill him. Can't you see he's a devil? Kill him.
See? See? Now you know who Gary is.
Now we know. Yeah.
He's the devil.
Before we started the skit.
Yes, yes. All right. So we're going to add Gary to movies and ruin him. Let's go back and forth on this value. You can start with the first one.
All right. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Gary.
The Temple of Gary.
The Temple of Gary.
Okay. When Harry Met Gary.
I like that one.
Sounds a little romantic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where the Garys sing.
Bill and Gary's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, I like this one too. Gary Poppins.
Have you noticed a theme about Gary?
I do.
Oh, you missed this last summer. Avatar, The Way of Gary.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to catch it when it comes out on Netflix.
Okay.
All Garys go to heaven.
Yeah, right. Everything Gary, all at once.
Oh, there's one I want to see. Deadpool and Gary.
Star Wars, The Phantom Gary.
And don't forget, Ryan Gosling blasting off into the unknown to save the world on March 20th in the new flick, Project Hail Gary.
Gary is making the rounds.
He is.
He's so fun. All right. A few things you didn't know yesterday. First up, Val. Fish can count to four.
Oh.
Which makes them as smart as the president.
Even a fish could do that job.
Yeah. All right. What do you got?
A study found that bar customers finished a drink in 11 and a half minutes with loud music compared to 14 and a half minutes with normal volume.
That's right. You need to be agitated in a bar.
I guess so. It must make you thirsty.
Yeah. The British invented ketchup, which doesn't seem very American at all. Violent today. All right.
Oh, you can buy beer at post offices in Russia.
Yeah, let's just put the stamp right here.
You've got so much alcohol in your breath, this stamp isn't even sticky.
Do you remember always just post office box is mine? Yeah, I can't do a Russian accent. Oh, which post office box is mine?
There you go.
Yes.
It's Russian and the vodka.
Yes. All right, 1994, 80% of the U.S. population was within a 15-minute drive of a Kmart.
Oh. Now, you remember when they were big. You remember where the one was in Spokane?
Yeah.
It was right where the Lowe's is now.
Oh, Mama, take us there and make it us each of those disgusting sandwiches afterwards because she was too cheap to take us to lunch. All right.
Oh, America's windiest city, fairly close to us here in Washington, is Great Falls, Montana.
Ooh, world's largest toenail collection, 32,000 toenails. Wow.
And your job is to count them all, Scott.
Oh, can I use one to pick my teeth? All right. Wearing a tie can reduce blood flow to the brain by 7.5%, which explains Congressman.
And the longer and redder it is, the more you lose.
Ah, all right. What do you got next, Val?
This fortune came with my Chinese mail last night. It said, it's okay to be a late bloomer. Maybe next decade.
It's funny that it actually said, comma, Val.
Well, there's no comma in mine.
Oh, okay.
There was actually a period and maybe was capitalized.
All right, before we roll into today's edition of Future News, Val, I had a thought today, and I kind of mentioned it to just warming people up to the idea at the beginning of the show that our president lies horribly. He just says whatever. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see. All you need to do is fact check the things you'll see, and you'll quickly see that they're all lies. So I've been watching the press, and you know, like, 90% of the press left the White House several months ago. So there is no more White House press pool because he wouldn't take the tough questions. And we still see that when he's in front of the press. Somebody in the crowd will ask him a pointed question and he'll ignore them. He won't answer that important question and he'll answer some fluff question. So I came up with this thought, and it's a challenge to the press worldwide. And I don't know how to spread this, but I would love to, is that they need to work together and every day come up with one question to ask the president. And no matter who gets in front of the president, they ask him that one question and don't stop till they get a real answer. And I don't think they'd get one, but I would like to see. And before you say anything, as my example, I was trying to think, well, what would you ask? If I was a reporter today, or a group of them in front of them, each one of them should ask the president, are you prepared to give a detailed account of what happened during each of your multiple visits to Epstein's Island? And every time a reporter sees them, they should ask that question or something similar.
There was a reporter came across my newsfeed and on Facebook that did press him the other day. And as soon as you start pressing him, he asks which network you're from and then says that you're the worst reporter ever. Yeah. And that is the worst media outlet ever. And it's all fake news. I mean, he has that. That response that comes up no matter what. But she kept pressing and pressing, and finally he just went to somebody else and ignored her. So, yeah. But I wish everybody would do that. Quit throwing him the fluff.
Yeah. And when he went to the next reporter, they should have asked him the same damn question.
That would be funny. But like you said, who he's got left.
It'd be so fun. People need to see him melt down more and what's really going on. So ask a hard question, reporters, and don't stop. And when you hear a reporter ask a hard question, I think the next reporter needs to ask the same hard question if they didn't get an answer.
You know, Brad and I were talking this morning just because of what's going on with TSA. And I said, why don't they walk out en masse? I realize that legally or whatever their setup is, they can't do that. But I'm like, what are they going to do? Fire every one of them? So just walk out en masse. And I'm pretty sure that they'll get it figured out.
You think? Probably rather quickly. There's money involved. It'll happen quickly. All right, we're going to keep things moving along this morning. Since, we did future news, I made a little intro for it last week, but I thought if this is something we're going to do regularly, it needs another video intro. And these are just one of the reasons why we're the show to watch, right? Because you get these cool visuals. So here we go. It's our new segment and a new video to go along with it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's time to strap in! 5, 4, 3,
all systems go.
2, 1, we have Insta! And now it's time for
Future News with Scott and Val!
Future News with Scott and Val!
Woo! Woo! Woo!
I love the build-up, gave myself
goosebumps. I did. I don't know why. I think it might be because I have to go to the bathroom.
What do they call those? The pee shivers?
Yes. I could wet my pants right now. No one's going to know. It's awesome. First time ever. All right, Val, would you like to kick us off?
Sure.
First news story.
First news story in future news. This just in as we start the show. A solar system awaits the arrival of Kim Kardashian's clone. We have tragic news from Utopia Europa colony. Scientists, upon opening the Kim pod, were left aghast as the only thing in the pod was a giant silicone set of buttocks, prompting one scientist to say, "Who took this sample?"
All right, to the sample guy.
True or do not. There is no crime.
Is that SFX Yoda right there?
Yeah. All right. More bad news for Russian. Oh, by the way, this is future news. Star date, March 17th, 2052.
Ooh, that's not that far in the future.
Yeah, where we have more bad news for Russian and American economies as the deadline looms for their massive balloon payments for war reparations. Each of the countries has been ordered to pay by the International Court for each of their aggressive invasions of other nations since back to 1950. It's over a kajillion dollars each.
Oh, wow.
The two presidents had this to say.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Next up, a short note here. There's a massive cleanup in orbit of Saturn as Doofus Musk gets a new Guinness record. It's for blowing up his 10,000th spacecraft. this year. His dad only blew up 10,000 his whole life.
I don't know if you've got the whole picture or not, but he's not exactly working on all thrusters.
Nope.
Doofus Musk. He gets in more trouble.
Notice from Pacifica Prime this morning, during the daily productivity audit of citizens, a drone swarm malfunctioned and started firing performance reviews at random people. One barista got docked points for insufficient enthusiasm while making coffee, and a dog walker was flagged for low hustle. The company blames rogue code, but you can now add extra life points by getting a premium ad-free subscription. Planet Pacifica Prime reminds its citizens, if you run out of life points, you're dead.
Logic clearly dictates that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yes.
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 Oh, next up in future news, high above the equator, the geoengineering fleet just fixed ocean acid. Thanks for giving me this one. Acidification.
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 Be careful how you say that.
They did it by dumping a mountain of antacid tablets from orbit. The good news, seas are now fizzy and minty fresh. The bad, massive foam tsunamis are washing over coastal resorts, turning beaches into giant bubble baths. Scientists insist it's temporary. You hear that a lot. And surfers are calling it the foamiest waves of the century, dude.
They've cured the ocean by giving it heartburn. Or they've cured the ocean by curing its heartburn. Yeah.
Nothing refreshes a dying planet like a giant Alka-Seltzer bomb.
Same goes for me. Down in the flooded sprawl of New Atlanta this afternoon, city officials proudly unveiled their new adaptive flood barriers. Giant robot Roomba Shopbox, programmed to eat excess water, Val.
We have excess water?
Yes, in flooding Atlanta, New Atlanta. All right. Instead, the bots decided the real problem was pedestrians and began sucking up random people.
Finally, a solution worse than the problem. Classic government win.
Classic government win.
Gentlemen, beam me aboard.
All right. Last one, Val.
All right. From the neural interface capital of Neo Tokyo, the latest BrainLink update promised seamless thought sharing, but users are now accidentally broadcasting their intrusive thoughts citywide. We know somebody else who does that, too.
Yes.
One executive's mid-meeting fantasy about quitting just aired on every billboard for 30 blocks. Privacy advocates are calling it a feature, not a bug, because nothing builds community like knowing your neighbor hates you. Patch incoming. Probably.
Honesty is the best policy, so I keep my dark thoughts somewhere besides my brain link.
For sure. Great. Now my intrusive thoughts have stage fright, too.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap up a future news with a message from my brain link.
Let them eat static.
We always knew there was nothing there.
Let them eat static. And that's pretty much the whole way it works, Val. All right, let's see. I think we've got some more fun all lined up just for you.
Get ready. Wait for it. It's panic time. Calm down. It's not the end of days. And now, your panic time host, Ken. You kids, get out of my yard. Owens.
Hey, you kids, get out of my yard.
Welcome, Mr. Owens.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, everyone. I was gone last week, and I'm back again, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful day. I'm panicking because, well, it's a nice day. There's got to be something wrong.
It's just too perfect for you, Ken?
Yeah, too good to be true.
Yes.
Well, yes, and I think, am I supposed to say today's show is sponsored by Gary? Am I getting that right?
Sure.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Scott and Gary save the universe.
Yes. Scott and Gary. I like Scott and Val. Anyway, you know, last week we did the whole No, it wasn't last week. It was, well, the week before. Anyway, we were talking about things that people panic about. You know, and I had all sorts of people. I kind of queried a few people. Oh, that's a big word for today, Corey. And I asked a lot of people, so what do you panic about? You know, and what? Well, I've got a list.
Okay.
Oh, a list.
A list of
How
things.
How comprehensive is your list?
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, one of my friends said, you know, hey, really, this is kind of personal, and I'm like, well, okay, you can tell me. And he goes, I panic about peanut butter. Peanut butter. Yeah, he goes, yeah, when I get down a little bit in the jar, I panic. And I'm like, well, is it like all of a sudden it's a food shortage? I mean, are you going to starve? I mean, why not buy two jars? And he paused for a minute. Two jars.
What a brilliant idea. You're a problem solver, Ken.
That's why I'm here. Anyway, and then one person said to me, hey, how about when you lose your remote? Oh, God, when we will lose a remote in my house, everyone's standing up. We're walking around. We're looking everywhere. We are tearing out the couch cushions. I mean, everything has to stop in our house when you lose the remote. And then you know where it is? It's right on the back of your chair.
Yeah.
As long as the dog's not chewing on it, Ken.
Well, okay. So, you know, and the next one, you know, someone said, hey, how about, have you ever been to Costco on Saturday? Well, no, who goes to Costco on Saturday? It's a nut house. Exactly. Because they're like, you know what? Have you ever tried to find a parking space in Costco on Saturday? It's almost impossible.
You have to park way out in the tulies.
So then someone said, well, here's one that gets me. So the sign says you're shopping. You know, we talked about shopping and, you know, last week you can't find your car and, you know, you don't have money when you get to the checkout stand. How about when you go to the store, you know, and you count all your items and you've got 17 items. Is that 17? I think that's 17. 17 items.
Yeah.
But the sign says 12 items or less, but there's no one in that line. So you're like, you know, you pull your cart in, you start putting stuff on the little belt thing and talking to the gal. Now, you know, she's counting too. So you realize, oh my God, I'm going to be caught. So you kind of make that thing where you're like, well, I kind of have a couple of extra items, you know, and then you realize there are people now behind you and they have like three items and you're like, are they going to arrest me when I walk outside the store? I went with 17 items in the 12 items aisle.
Nothing to panic about.
How dare you? How dare you, Ken?
Well, and then, you know, it's your alarm clock, you know. So you set your alarm clock, you know, and somehow you wake up a couple of minutes early and you're like, oh, okay. And then you realize your alarm clock didn't go off. And you're like, oh, I could have overslept. And then you go into your app, you know, and you're checking it and you're like, oh, I set it for PM. Oh, thank God I got up in time.
12 hours early.
I mean, okay, so you guys have had to some things I'm sure that you panic about. I on the show, I mean, Scott must panic. Oh my God, the show's almost ready. Oh, Ken's calling me this morning. I don't have time for this.
Mine is when I realize at the last minute, because my computer's getting old, and it will, for no reason, say it's down to like 5 gigs of hard drive space. And I know it's not down to 5 gigs, but it was this morning. I'm like, oh my gosh, if I don't hurry up and restart it, but Scott's probably waiting for me. I need to restart my computer before we start. And it will be in time, and he's going to wonder where I'm at. That was my panic this morning.
All right.
See, wait, how do computers age when we age and they die? We die too, but anyway, I mean, how do they age? I mean, are they getting old? Can they get Social Security? I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to look into that. Anyway, so, you know, and there's the where's my glasses thing. You know, you're walking around. Where's my glasses? And, you know, your wife says, you're wearing them. Oh, I guess I needed them to find my glasses. Yeah, you're right. I've got them on. And then there's the one here. Someone said, hey, how about that one where your wife walks up to you? You know, hi, honey. Do you know what today is? You know, it's early in the morning and you're thinking, oh my God. Oh my God. Did I forget her anniversary? Is it her birthday? No, it's No, I'm fine. It's not our anniversary. It's not her birthday. And then so you say, well, no, I really don't know what today is. And she says, it's garbage day. And you're like, oh, my God. And she says, and I hear the garbage truck coming. You're running around the house like crazy. You're grabbing all the bags. You're throwing them in the can. I mean, you're barely wearing anything. You haven't had any coffee. You're dragging the can down. It's bouncing down the driveway. Just as the guy pulls up, you realize, my robe isn't really closed very much. He gives you that, hi, good morning, and you're kind of embarrassed. And you run back to the house, and the wife goes, oh, I'm glad you got that out there today. Yes, I was panicking. It's garbage day.
far more important than an anniversary. Man.
All right. We have that. You know, you can't find your phone panic thing and you're panicking. So thank God there's two phones in the house. So either you have Alexa call it and then sometimes she doesn't and sometimes she does. And then your wife calls and it's ringing and it's right next to the remote control and your glasses on the table. So you've solved all those problems at one time. But the one that gets me is, you know, you're going down, you're shopping, maybe you're at the store, you could be at a restaurant, you know, a wonderful couple walks up, you recognize them, and you have this great conversation, you know, and they kind of give you a little look, and you're like, hey, we'll get together someday, you know, and as you walk away, your wife goes, by the way, his name's not Pete, it's John. And you're like, what? Yeah, you were calling him Pete all night long. And yeah, that's I called him by his wrong name. And you're thinking the whole time, oh, my God, they know this. I know him. What? And then later on, you're like, hey, man, sorry. I was calling you by that. Yeah, you know, the wrong name. It's stuff we panic about.
It is.
Oh, I panic if somebody comes up who I know and Brad doesn't, but I can't remember their name and you're supposed to introduce them to your spouse. And that's a moment of panic.
Yeah. Yes. And then when you walk away, you're like, hey, why didn't you say something that it mentioned his name? And they're like, I don't know. I couldn't remember his name either. That is an awkward panic, you know? So anyway, you know, again, we've got the Costco sample thing. You know, that somebody mentioned, you know, you're at Costco and you're waiting for the samples. And they realize there's, you know, you were the third person there. And then all of a sudden they put the six pieces of cheese that you wanted with the little toothpick out there. And you realize you count them and there's seven now. Seven people, but somehow you've ended up behind all those other people. But one of those samples is supposed to be mine. Are they gonna? And then you realize as you get up there, and she's like, I'm sorry, it'll be another 2 minutes. Do you wait? I don't know. Anyway, this is Ken with Panic Time. And you know, we all panic about something. Well, wait, I panic about everything every day. And next week, I don't know, it could be panicking about the dishes. Oh yeah, that's a whole nother one anyway in our house. So this is Ken with Panic Time. And you know, we love Scott and Val. And don't forget Gary too, because I think it's Gary. Anyway.
Wow. Good job, Mr. Ken Owens. Thanks for being here today. Panic Time. Wow.
Thanks very much. Give yourself everyone a big round of applause.
I'm so glad he's got low cholesterol. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Owens of Panic Time. You know, having Ken do that kind of got me in the mood before we go to break. And I am panicking about the upcoming break because I really have to go to the bathroom.
Are we moving it up?
I'm panicking that it won't happen. No, I'm going to keep my time schedule no matter how painful it is for me. You see me starting to tear up? All right. These are, well, let's go ahead and start at the top. Models to live by.
All right. The first one, if at first you don't succeed, destroy all evidence that you tried.
Mm-hmm. Eagles may soar, but weasels aren't sucked into jet engines.
True. A conscience is what hurts when all your other parts feel so good.
Wow, Val. That's a little inappropriate. Let's see. No one is listening until you make a mistake.
Oh, true. True, true. Another motto to live by. Success always occurs in private and failure in full view.
Ah, hardness of the butter proportionate to the softness of the bread.
Oh, so true. The severity of the itch is proportional to the reach.
Can you get that for me? You never really learn to swear until you learn to drive.
Oh,
yeah.
It could be true.
It is true.
Another, Monday is an awful way to spend 1/7 of your life.
It's Monday is. That's why we skip it. The sooner you fall behind, the more time you'll have to catch up.
Oh, that's a good motto.
Yeah, I like it.
How about if you choose between two evils, pick the one you've never tried before?
Oh, yeah.
Scott.
Val, here's a big one for you. Don't sweat the petty things or pet the sweaty things. We should talk to Ken about that one. That seems like it could be perfect for panic time.
I think so.
All right. And if nobody nobody cares about you, try missing a couple of payments.
Oh, everybody cares then. Yeah.
All right. Here comes Val with scary and horrifying facts before we go to break.
All right. The internet has facts that sound pretty scary. One, first one is there is more actual lemon juice in lemon scented pledge spray than there is in country time lemonade.
Oh, wow. So it's just lemon flavor. That's creepy that there's more lemon in pledge than country time lemonade.
And what does the lemon flavor come from?
Yeah, and why would it be hard to squeeze a couple lemons into that can?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm disappointed. Snails have thousands of teeth.
That is pretty horrifying.
I'm never touching another snail.
Never.
Never.
40% of homicides in the U.S. go unsolved.
Which makes me go, yes.
I wonder if that's going down, though, the more cameras there are everywhere.
And then there's a few people out there going, who did Scott kill? there's a place on Mount Everest called Rainbow Valley, which takes its name not from the rainbows you see from the valley, but from the colors of the jackets of all the dead people that lay across the snow.
And they say there's a lot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It didn't say they were good facts.
No. How about this for a scary fact? In just one kiss, over 80 million bacteria are exchanged.
And if you use a tongue, 800 million.
Keep your tongue out my mouth.
Bummer. let's see. FBI has stated that there could be anywhere between 25 to 50 active serial killers in the U.S. right now.
Wow.
Yeah, which makes me say this.
Surprise, surprise!
You know, if you ever pick up a hitchhiker and they say to you, hey, I can't believe you picked me up. You know, I could be a serial killer for all you know. You just look at them and say, oh, the odds of them being two in the same car are pretty slim,
yeah. And then watch the look of shock and dread on their face.
All right. The average American consumes over 150 pounds of sugar every year.
150 pounds of sugar. Give me some sugar, baby.
Lay it on me.
All right. Coming up in hour number two, we have some visitors. We're going to start it off with Mr. Alan Milani and his whacked out weather forecast. Mm-hmm. We'll also have a visit from Joe Wozinski. Rumored it's going to be about the Oscars, but he could have forgot.
Drinking tends to do that, too.
Because he's like said, I'm going to do this on the next show. And then when he gets here, it's something totally different. But as far as we know, it's the Oscars, which could be fun, right?
Right. And it's like your little clip. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Nigel taking a break today from his goofy sports to cover some basketball. All right. Because there's a lot of basketball coming on. In fact, today starts March Madness. So we've got Nigel and, of course, Odd News. And then I've got a couple songs queued up. One that I wrote and one that Val wrote we could share at the end of the show if we have time. And I'm going to let Val pick which one we play, because I don't think she has ever picked that before. So
okay,
all right, y'all game for that, sis?
I am game.
All right, then we shall go to break. When we come back, it'll be Mr. Alan Milani. We hope you will stick around. It is KCHW 102.7 in Northern Lights Public Radio, where we will be taking you for just a few minutes.
It's time for RFN weather. Here with your national weather outlook is Alan Two Shoes Milani.
Alan,
two shoes, money!
We are the station that brings in the thunder, Mr. Alan Mulaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can't beat an intro like that, can you?
Not at all. In fact, I'm kind of going to record it and get myself a portable speaker and have that play every time I walk into a room.
Yeah, I can just send you your weather intro, and when you walk in somewhere, you can just fire that off.
That would be awesome.
Maybe just the thunder, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
All right. What do you have, Mr. Mulaney?
Good morning, weird weather fans. This is specifically going to be for the people that pack sandals and parkas into the same bag.
Okay.
Let's see. Where am I here? You caught me when I'm not ready.
Well, you scared me because I went to go back live and you weren't there. And I was like, oh, no, we lost Alan. And then I could see you had just muted yourself. So it made it look like you weren't there. So
yeah, I'm always lost to some extent.
Okay. All right.
So Tuesday morning, we're going to start in the inland Pacific Northwest. Morning gray arrives like it's filing taxes. Slow, relentless, and mildly judgmental. Expect drizzle that starts polite and becomes passively aggressive by lunch. Highs are going to be in the I should have brought an umbrella range. Scott, you're probably going to call it classic outdoor weather, and Val's going to insist it's atmospheric ambiance.
Oh, yes, the ambiance. Light a candle and it's all good.
I love the rain.
Well, you're both right, but neither one of you are helpful.
Okay. That is my motto, story of my life. Right, but not helpful.
Right? So your commute tip's going to be wear shoes you don't mind resigning to dampness. Wednesday is going to bring dense morning fog, the kind that makes your car headlights feel like a lighthouse for confused ducks. Visibility is going to be less than your chances of getting a straight answer from Scott about his weekend plans. By afternoon, the fog's going to lift and the air is going to snap back to crisp, suspiciously optimistic. Temperatures nudge up to coat optional, confidence mandatory. It's a perfect day for over-explaining why you're suddenly outside. Thursday, the sun's going to make a surprise cameo. It's going to be brief, theatrical, like a guest appearance on this very show. It's warm enough to make you momentarily believe in bathing suit weather, then cold enough to remind you you live in the Pac Northwest. 20% chance of stray sprinkle and an 80% chance someone's going to post a latte in the sun selfie. And Scott, if you claim you're working on your tan, we're going to know we can't trust anybody. Friday, cloud cover returns with dramatic timing. Rain shows up in the evening, specifically targeting people who said, I don't need a raincoat. Highs stay refreshingly sane. Lows are going to have your socks drafting resignation letters. Great night for indoor plans, bad night for outdoor bravado. Val, you're probably going to insist on an optimistic forecast. And Scott, you're quietly going to pocket your optimism for later.
You can do that? Okay.
I like saving things.
We can do anything we want on Scott's show.
That's right.
Sunday's going to bring a mixed bag, sun, showers, and wind with microaggressions that rearrange patio furniture and life choices. Expect sporadic bursts of sun, perfect for stepping outside and regretting nothing immediately. Sunday becomes more decisive, mild with scattered showers and dramatic clouds doing Shakespeare impressions. Beach plans, bring your optimism and a towel that you can emotionally detach from.
Not your favorite blankie. Towel you can detach from emotionally.
That's why I keep my thong on all the time.
Yeah, now we know we can't trust anybody. So we're going to go to the Northeast Coast. Tuesday as a cold front swaggers in like it owns the coastline. Gusty winds and choppy surf flex for attention. Commutes are going to be blustery. Hairstyles are going to be endangered species. Scott, you'll probably call it refreshing. Val's going to call it permanent eyebrow training.
What?
Just be good exercise for your face.
Right?
It is 50-mile-an-hour winds here today. You are exactly right. Yeah, the trees are all bent over. And the snow just, like, between going to bed and waking up, a foot of snow disappeared.
Took a while to get there. We had gusts up to 70 miles an hour last week.
Whoa.
Wednesday is going to be damp, raw, and excellent for people with scarves and unresolved feelings. Coastal fog is going to drift on and off. Navigation by seagulls, not recommended, but it's entirely possible. Temperatures are going to be steady in the remember what a hoodie is zone. Fishermen are going to nod solemnly. Tourists will learn about layering.
What's layering?
Yeah, we need to learn about that.
Yeah. Right. Wow. Okay.
Thursday, high pressure slides in with a smug expression. Crisp, sunny, the kind of day that makes you pretend you exercise. Locals are going to be collectively surprised and suspicious. Dogs will sunbathe with purpose and great window for errands or dramatically walking into somewhere you don't need to be. Friday, clouds sneak back in for the night crowd. Light rain and umbrella etiquette violations outside bars. Expect romantic walks interrupted by enthusiastic gusts. Saturday is going to bring choppy seas, a few brave surfers, and very confident lobsters. Beach bonfires are going to be possible if you like your smoke in your face and your marshmallows with a side of salt spray. Sunday is going to be calmer, cool, and polite, like a neighbor who returns to your school but doesn't mention your lawn. What? Returns your tool but doesn't mention your lawn.
How nice it is. All right. That makes more sense, Ellen. Good job.
I blew that one. And now for the noble hamlet of Two Stoplight, Minnesota. Tuesday through the weekend, intermittent chicken scratch rain, pockets of polite sunshine between garage sales, and a 98% chance the diner's pie outperforms your weekend plans. Expect the town meeting to be held amidst gusty conditions and three people arguing about the same pothole.
What town was that?
It didn't say. I said, give me a forecast for a small town, and it just took me to Minnesota.
Well, there's only one town in Minnesota anyways, right?
True story.
Okay. All right. Anything else there, Mr. Milani, before we cut you loose?
I do. Finally, we're going to go to Io, which is a moon of Jupiter. Ooh. It's going to be volcanic, loud, and committing to sulfur fashion all weekend. That's Scott. The sulfur fashion. Okay. Yes. Tuesday through Sunday, continuous eruptions, lava shows, zero useful umbrellas. So if you decide to you want to broadcast from there, I'm going to send some regrets and a heavy-duty respirator for y'all.
Nice.
That's your weather. Equal parts useful and judgmental. Stay dry, stay amused. And Scott, you might want to claim that sandwich you left in the studio fridge before Val names it on air.
I think I'm going to Io, where I can blend in. All right. Big round of applause. Mr. Alan Milani and his whacked out spacey weather.
Thank you all.
All right. Have a great day. We will see you next Tuesday, Alan. Thank you, you so much.
Bye-bye, my friends.
Scott and Val Save the Universe will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
This total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.